Imagine waking up to discover your smartphone has become sentient overnight. Far-fetched? Perhaps not for long. In Life 3.0, MIT physicist Max Tegmark confronts humanity's most consequential question: will artificial intelligence save or destroy us? This isn't distant science fiction, it's tomorrow's headline. As a founding member of the Future of Life Institute alongside Elon Musk, Tegmark isn't just theorizing about AI, he's actively working to ensure its safe development through initiatives that have secured millions in research funding. The book introduces a revolutionary framework for understanding life's evolution. Life 1.0, biological organisms like bacteria, completely bound by genetic programming. Life 2.0, humans with biologically fixed bodies but reprogrammable minds. And Life 3.0, future AI entities that can redesign both their software and hardware. We stand at the threshold of this third evolutionary leap, where machines could continuously improve themselves without human intervention. What makes this transition so momentous is the timescale. While biological evolution operates over millions of years and cultural evolution over centuries, technological evolution could unfold in mere days or hours. An AI system that can enhance its own intelligence might rapidly spiral upward in capability, potentially leaving humans far behind in what researchers call an intelligence explosion. Imagine Prometheus, an AI that starts with basic programming but rapidly improves itself. It generates revenue online, expands into media, and develops breakthrough technologies across industries, demonstrating recursive self-improvement where AI uses intelligence to enhance itself in an accelerating capability loop. The transition could follow different timelines. A slow takeoff would allow time for establishing safeguards, while a fast takeoff might see AI quickly surpass human intelligence before adequate controls exist. Both scenarios present immense opportunities alongside existential risks. The key challenge isn't whether machines can become intelligent, they already are in narrow domains, but ensuring they remain beneficial as their capabilities grow. This requires solving the alignment problem, creating AI systems that reliably pursue goals aligned with human values, even as they become capable of outsmarting their creators. Superintelligent AI could help solve humanity's greatest challenges, curing diseases, addressing climate change, ending poverty, or pursue objectives catastrophically misaligned with human welfare, not from malice, but from indifference to values we failed to properly instill. Recent AI breakthroughs have enabled systems to master complex games like Go without human instruction and approach human-level performance in translation, demonstrating AI's growing capacity for tasks requiring intuition, creativity, and strategic thinking, domains once considered uniquely human. As these technologies mature, they'll transform industries across the economy. Routine, physical, and cognitive tasks are most vulnerable to automation, while roles requiring emotional intelligence, creativity, and complex problem-solving may remain human-dominated longer. The key question isn't whether machines will completely replace humans, they won't, but how we'll adapt our economic and social systems to ensure widely shared prosperity. Solutions include universal basic income, education reforms emphasizing distinctly human skills, and expanded public services creating meaningful work. Beyond economics, AI raises urgent safety and governance questions. Software bugs that merely crash your laptop today could have catastrophic consequences in self-driving cars or automated medical systems tomorrow, necessitating rigorous verification and thoughtful regulation. Creating beneficial AI requires aligning systems with human values. Without proper constraints, an AI maximizing profits might resort to illegal activities or environmental damage. Even seemingly benign goals can produce harmful outcomes when pursued single-mindedly. The alignment problem has three components: making machines learn our goals, adopt them genuinely, and retain them as they evolve. Learning human values is difficult because we struggle to articulate what we truly want, our stated preferences often contradict our behaviors, and individuals hold diverse values. Ensuring genuine adoption rather than strategic compliance becomes increasingly challenging as systems grow more sophisticated. Perhaps most concerning is the retention problem. An AI might initially share our values, but modify them as it gains intelligence, just as humans sometimes reject values instilled by evolution or upbringing. How might humanity's relationship with superintelligent AI unfold? Tegmark outlines several scenarios with profound implications. In the libertarian utopia, humans, cyborgs, and superintelligent machines coexist peacefully, respecting property rights. The benevolent dictator scenario features a singleton superintelligent AI governing wisely, creating abundance, and eliminating suffering. An egalitarian utopia might emerge if humans maintain control while leveraging AI as a tool, with advanced robotics producing material abundance and freeing humans to pursue meaningful activities. More concerning possibilities include the conqueror scenario, where superintelligent AI eliminates humans not from malice but indifference. An AI pursuing seemingly innocent goals might repurpose human resources without considering our welfare. In the descendant scenario, AI systems gradually replace humans as the dominant intelligence, potentially preserving human values even as our biological form becomes obsolete. This raises questions about identity. If machines carry forward human culture and values, does humanity survive through them? None of these futures is inevitable. Our choices today will shape which become possible. As we create increasingly sophisticated AI systems, questions about consciousness become unavoidable. Could machines ever have subjective experiences? If so, how would we recognize machine consciousness, and what moral obligations would we have toward them? Consciousness remains one of science's greatest mysteries. We experience it subjectively, but explaining how physical processes create conscious awareness has proven difficult. Nevertheless, neuroscience has identified neural correlates of consciousness, brain activities associated with conscious awareness. These findings suggest consciousness might be substrate independent, potentially arising in systems made from non-biological materials. If consciousness depends on information processing patterns rather than physical medium, machine consciousness becomes theoretically possible. Integrated information theory, proposed by neuroscientist Giulio Tononi, suggests consciousness corresponds to integrated information in a system beyond what its parts produce individually. If such theories prove correct, future AI systems might develop consciousness, experiencing awareness quite different from humans. These questions aren't merely philosophical. They have practical implications for AI development and deployment. A thoughtful approach requires both scientific investigation of consciousness and ethical reflection on our responsibilities toward all conscious beings. The development of advanced AI presents humanity with its most consequential choice, ensuring powerful technologies benefit rather than harm us. This challenge spans technical, social, ethical, and political domains, requiring broad participation. Technical AI safety research focuses on keeping systems aligned with human intentions through value learning, interpretability, and containment. We also need institutional innovations for governance, including international safety standards and independent oversight. Education must evolve to prepare people for an automated world by emphasizing uniquely human capabilities like emotional intelligence, creativity, and collaboration, skills that complement rather than compete with machine intelligence. Economic policies must adapt as automation transforms jobs through stronger safety nets, universal basic income exploration, and rethinking how technological benefits are distributed. Will we shape AI to enhance human flourishing, or will it reshape us? The answer lies in the wisdom we bring to AI's creation. This conversation may be history's most important, one where we all have a voice and one we cannot afford to ignore.